This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. It should come as no surprise that the current economic downturn has meant an upsurge in demand for the Redwood Empire Food Bank.
We've seen a 40% increase over the past 2 years with the number of people being served through our direct service programs as well as through the nonprofit or faith-based organizations that partner with us. Everybody we talk to says that the lines are getting longer. No one has denied that.
To help meet this expanded demand, says Executive Director David Goodman, the food bank has added two significant new services. One is a series of new prepackaged meals to cook, which they are calling Three Squares. Each includes a can of diced tomatoes, rice, and packets of dried vegetables and spices, with directions for stovetop simmering. So far, there are three entrees to choose from.
Black bean chili and a pasta with vegetable marinara sauce and a Spanish rice with vegetables. It is delicious, it is healthy, it is easy to prepare, and it is affordable. And then the fifth element of the program is that we want kitchens to fill up with an aroma that where the whole family says, you know, hey, that smells great, what are we having for dinner tonight?
Each package is enough to serve a family of four, even more if some meat or beans are added. The initial production run was more than 1 million servings, and the packages are already being distributed by food banks throughout the Greater Bay Area. If all goes well, Goodman says, they hope to market this new product line even more widely, so additional menu items are already in development.
We have a tuna casserole that we've developed, a curry rice lentil stew, a black bean chili, and a baked ziti. We have some other ideas in the wings, but we're going to try these ones out and get them packed and get them out into people's mouths and see what they think.
All this is being done with a firm determination to hold down costs, not for the sake of making money, but to maintain affordability. The other new thing at the Santa Rosa-based food bank is that they are now a vendor for the state's food subsidy program for women, infants, and children, or WIC.
We are one of two nonprofit organizations in the entire state of California that have received approval to be a WIC vendor. And what that means is that we are able to provide these designated groceries to women, children, or pregnant women that are participating in the program. They receive vouchers that they're able to redeem for fresh produce, eggs, cheese, milk, infant formula, cereal, all good items.
Unlike the other 5,000 WIC vendors across the state, virtually all grocery or convenience stores, the food bank is able to direct their WIC customers to other services for which they may be eligible.
When women who are participating in the program come to the food bank, we can ask them, what neighborhood do you live in? Are you aware that there's an after-school snack program? That is not the type of service you get from a cashier at a major grocery chain.
As the number of WIC customers grows, Goodman says they're preparing to also offer other items to serve them, such as diapers and basic paper products. But that's probably a ways in the future yet. The Redwood Empire Food Bank only started participating in the WIC program 1 month ago. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.